When you plan a party, a Christmas party, with wonderful goodies to eat. When you plan a party with food that's hearty and sweet things to make it complete. If you've got some questions, then we've got suggestions that we would like to express to help you plan a fine party, a Christmas party, and make it a big success.
Down in Louisiana, we have
this is a medley.
There ain't much snow in the Bay, don't know, but you're welcome to come with
us. No, it's just Cajun Christmas, supposed to be.
It's a medley. It reminds me of Steel Magnolias. Remember they play that's on the bayou during the wedding reception? Kathy and I were laughing about that the other day. I'm an old lady. I'm supposed to grow tomatoes and wear ugly hats.
I've got the cooking pot boiling in the kitchen. The house smells good with Cajun food from mixing all the fixing. The goose is stuffed with dirty rice, boudin and jambalaya. Judah's frying catfish there, and he called an atchalaya. Then the fish come out and the kids all shout, and the uncles and the aunts start to dance about. Fat balls sticking out, diggy diggy low.
This song's actually not that bad. I'm thinking the Convoy beats this one. I expect it to be much more tackier than this.
You're in the bayou. From Mosier down to New Orleans, it's Christmas time for Cajuns. The fiddles sing, the guitars cling, the chord of us is raging. Bring out all those Christmas carols, we know how to sing them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mean to kill it? I won't kill it.
There's all the kids, the kids come out, and the kids all shout, and the uncles and the aunts and the dance about. Tadpoles tricking out, diggy diggy low, the kids and Christmas, ho, ho, ho. Down on the bayou.
Down on the bayou.
Listen, everybody, to the two blind squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the two blind squirrels.
It's much better than Christmas music.
Two Blind Squirrels, Faith reveals her secret hatred for Rupert Holmes. Along with that,
other stuff.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Baby, that's what
I don't
I'm
hate him.
About.
I just think the song's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about
it? The fact that women think it's romantic is ridiculous.
Why do women think? Nope, I don't know any women who think the song's romantic.
Seriously, you don't?
No.
Yeah.
What women even listen to this song from the 70s?
It's not from the 70s. Is it from 79 or 80? It was the number one song of the year that year.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Everybody's like, oh, they fell in love with each other. I'm like, are you kidding me? They put an ad in the paper.
But they were meant to be together.
Apparently. Since we're both cheaters.
How do you spell Rupert?
R-U-P-E-R-T.
And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
I like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
If you're not
into yoga.
Rupert Holmes is a year older than my dad.
If you
born
have
in
half a brain.
Born in 1947. Let's see. The Pina Colada song was released in 1979 and won a Tony Award.
What did I tell you? 79,
in 80. The musical Drood.
Huh, it was in a musical.
Yep, The Mystery of Eddie Drood.
And it was the best song of the year, pop song. It was a one-hit wonder. There you go. Women think this is a romantic song. It's not.
It's very romantic.
Seriously. I know that sounds kind of mean. This is right up your alley at Tearing Up.
I know, but you're tearing up, so I'm playing devil's advocate. So I wrote to the paper,
took out a personal ad. Seriously, that's what you do? I'm tired of you. I'm gonna go take out an ad and meet somebody new.
Yeah. Well, what happens if me and you both went on eHarmony and we got hooked up with each other?
We wouldn't go to eHarmony, first of all.
See, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
You would go to counseling.
You're focusing on the wrong thing.
eHarmony counseling. That's not how you fix your relationship to go find somebody new.
Hold on. We got to stop for a second. So for everybody who doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, this song, the guy in the song, and he has a lady. Now, evidently, they're not. I don't know.
They've been married for a long time. We're going to assume they've been married for a long time.
So they're married.
They've been together a long time. He gets tired of her.
This is 1979, so there is no eHarmony. So he just puts an ad in the paper under the personal columns of wanting to meet somebody new. He answers,
"If you like pina coladas."
So somebody answers his ad and says, "I like pina coladas and like getting caught in the rain, all this kind of stuff." So then they decide to meet up
at the bar. And when they get there, he realizes it's my lovely lady. It's my own lovely lady.
Right. Which is awesome. Because they really love each other.
And they said, "I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And that's why women think it's sweet." It's not.
You're focusing on the wrong part of the story. The part of the story that you should be focused on is the happy ending when they end up together.
Well, I'm glad, but you know what? Then you got that hanging over. Yeah, things were kind of dull, so we put personal ads in to go cheat on our spouse.
Again,
it's
focusing.
It's wrong.
So you like Pretty Woman. But
come with me and escape. Let's escape. He didn't think he was getting his woman.
So you like Pretty Woman, but you're going to pick on Pina Colada song.
I never said that I thought Pretty Woman had a good plot. I just said that I like the music, you know.
You're not getting off that easy. You know as well as I do, you think that movie is romantic. Every woman on the planet thinks that movie is romantic.
I have never told you that.
No, but you do.
I have never told you that it was romantic.
You think that movie is romantic.
I think that the end, where he realizes he's being a dog and realizes that he really does love her, and she realizes that she doesn't need to go be a prostitute and do all that anymore, and they end up being better. Yeah, that's romantic at the end, but the story where he buys her is not. That's not romantic.
Okay, but this is romantic at the end where they end up together, realizing
that's
that there's
nice,
all
but then
kinds
they have
of new
that
aspects.
Hanging there the whole time.
Like herpes isn't hanging around at the end of Pretty Woman. Come on.
I don't even know why I'm having this conversation with you, because you feel the exact same about this.
They could have been together 20 years and he's still thinking, what all did you do with these men that paid you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff hanging around there, too.
I never said that I thought that movie was romantic. Never.
So since we're on this thing.
Just that you have this hatred for Pretty Woman.
You know what? I've lost.
There you go. There's your Pretty Woman sound bite.
Never. I think Pretty Woman is stupid, just like you think the Bikini Colada song is stupid. Mm-hmm. So can we put them in the same stupid bucket and sink it?
Yep.
Good.
Sink it.
We'll put them in the same bucket and light it on fire.
All right. Poof.
Oh, it's not loud enough. Hold on. And crank it up. Still not loud enough.
What is it, far away?
It's supposed to be an explosion. Doesn't sound much like an explosion. It's like a gunshot. There you go. That's an explosion.
Okay. We just blew it up.
Blew it up.
Bye-bye, pina coladas.
Bye-bye, pina coladas.
It's kind of sad because...
Get out of here. Now, as long as we're on the subject, I've lost my John Wilkerson alert thing.
You did?
I got to go find it somewhere. I have it. I just have temporarily
lost it. What do you mean you
lost it?
It's not on my playlist.
Why? It's not on my playlist.
Why?
I don't know.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I'll have to go find it. But consider this your alert, since we've already started going down this road anyway.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and talk about porn.
Really? We have to talk about porn?
Yes, we're going to talk about porn.
Okay.
We're going to talk about
porn. I don't really want to talk about porn.
In Sulphur Springs.
I don't want to talk about porn in Sulphur Springs either.
Well, we're going to, because it's a big part of my life right now.
Lovely.
Yes, big part of my life is porn.
Getting rid of the porn.
Heard it here first.
Getting rid of the porn.
I'm afraid Dave's going to use that for bad things.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
So, anyway, I said something a couple of weeks ago about dancing around in my underwear, lighting things on fire. That got used.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, so moving right along.
You should know better.
There was a new video store that opened up, which we talked about on the show.
It's not new. It's been there a few years.
No.
Yeah.
Listen to my story, and then you don't know what I'm saying. There was a new video store that opened up in Sulphur Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about it on the show, and it had a porn room in the back.
Yeah.
And we
got rid of the porn
community, room. You know, as a whole, pretty much nobody formed a group. Nobody joined
they
hands
got
and
rid
saying,
of it.
Come by. It's just that everybody said, the community as a whole said, not in our town. And it went away.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the Family Video Store.
Yeah.
That was the
lovely
name. Of it.
Name.
It's like ABC, a new kind of family.
Helen said, "Mommy, why doesn't Daddy let us go to that one?" It doesn't matter.
So we went to, fast forward to today. A few months ago, there's a porn store in Hopkins County, which is our county. Adult novelty shop is what they call it. Okay, it's a porn store, and it's outside of town. It's not in the city limits, and I don't go past it ever. So I have sort of like ignored the fact that it existed. I knew it was there, but it's in South Hill. It's a different town, and but recently they have put a sign,
a billboard,
a giant billboard
on the highway interstate
in town,
next to the biggest neighborhood in town,
and it's next to the biggest residential neighborhood in the county. It's right outside the neighborhood, so everybody that lives over there has to drive by it. Two, it's visible from three churches.
Yep,
it's visible from two daycares. Now, so we contacted the sign owner.
Right.
John, this is all spurred by John Kennedy, friend of ours. You know April? You've heard about April a million gazillion times? Well, this is her husband. So he contacts the sign owner and basically says, this is not going to happen. You know, you need...
This is unacceptable.
This is unacceptable.
Find somebody else to rent your sign.
It's coming down. You know, he was very nice about it. And the sign owner said, well, you know, I hear you. You're right. You know, I'm sorry. At first, he contacted the sales manager. She gave him the runaround about, it's very tastefully done. There's no pictures of girls on it or anything. And it says adult novelty shop, and it has exit with the X, a different color.
EXXXIT.
Is that the one? Okay, whatever. And
that's where it started, because Chloe said, Daddy, what's XXX? That's not how you spell exit. Yeah, that's where it all started.
So... So anyway, he contacts the sign owner. The sign owner says, yeah, I understand. That's good. You're right. Can you help me? But you know, I can't, it's a contract and it's a very bad time for us sign people. If you can find somebody else to take it, I'll be glad to change it. So we start to kind of look into that. And somebody brought up the fact that there's also one in Cumbie. There's a sign in or Brashear or wherever it was at. I think it's Cumbie or whatever. There's also a sign there, which is also within the county. And it says, yeah, that's Craig Johnson's owns that sign, which is a friend of ours. So we call Craig. What are you doing with that sign? And what happens is he says, well, I bought like five signs. And this one already had a contract on, and they all had contracts on them. And this happened to be in that group that I bought. And I have already informed them that I'm not going to be renewing their contract. And he says, in fact, you know what? What I'll just, you know, the right thing to do is just to get it down. I'll just tell them by December 1st they're going to have to get it off. And so he did that without really any prompting at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd already told them it was going to be over, and he just kind of moved the deadline up a little bit. And that one, as of December 1st, it was gone. So meanwhile, we're out pounding the streets trying to get our – I don't say pound the streets, but I mean, we were making phone calls and we're trying to get people to take this other sign to get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, John's like, well, hey, man, Craig took it down without even a problem. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there with an empty sign. Why aren't we trying to get him filled before mm-hmm. we get this guy filled who's saying, you know, a condition to me breaking it down. So this all, you know, so, and then you've got, and we're not a group, and this, I want to make that very clear that we're just a bunch of guys who are upset about this, who mm-hmm. are friends and happen to be, you know, trying to get the word out to the rest of the community, who the sign owner is and how to get a hold of him and who the property owner is. We talked to the property owner, sign owner, stuff like that. So, we're just, you know, and then, so you know, Gary Attaway had a good point. A friend of mine, another person who's involved in this says, you know, the real issue here is this guy, is this guy's soul, is this guy's essence, mm-hmm. is his being. And if we, you know, we're never going to even getting to take that sign down is really not going to change much. What we need to do is get the guy saved. You know, we need to tell him about Christ, and that would solve our problem, but most importantly, it would
solve his problem
too. Something, yeah, it would, you know, have some internal consequence here instead of just. Meanwhile, we're also calling the city attorney and the city council members and getting involved that way to try to get ordinances passed, so it doesn't happen again. So me and so I sent him basically the salvation message in an email. He's very responsive. He's been very talkative. I mean, he's not shunned us in any way. He answers his phone. He replies to all emails that are sent to him. You know, so in that way, it's kind of nice to deal with him. But he's still been very, you know, very insistent that he will not, you know, that he needs to have a replacement before he takes it down. And so, so anyway, I sent him the salvation message. Jonathan sent him a message saying, you know, basically kind of reiterating a little bit. I mean, I sent him line for line, mm-hmm. the Roman road and the scripture and everything. And I tried to work into it a little bit and told him that I was praying for him and that I was worried about him, you know, being stressed out about this and, you know, and I am generally concerned. He seems to be taking it personal. And, I mean, and not in a bad way, just in a stressed out way, mm-hmm. you know? So, then Jonathan said, I'd like to meet with you if you're ever in town, you know, please let me know. I want to meet with you and have lunch with you. And, you know, and then Gary's praying for him. I think that's about all. I mean, I think that's, I'm not saying that's all Gary should. I'm just saying Gary's focused on praying mm-hmm. for him, which is probably the best thing to do. So between all those things, we're in this guy out, you know, and he's gotten a letter from the city attorney and he's getting calls from council members and, you know, so just, I don't know, just kind of, it's just consumed my world recently, that and fighting spam. And, so thought I would share.
Yeah. Well, it'll be good because you'll have a testimony.
Testimony.
Later on. You can share.
Well, hopefully he'll have a testimony later on.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Absolutely. Listen, it's time to get up, stretch. It's Monday. Happy Monday to everybody. I hope you enjoyed your, you know, porn Christian Monday here. but we need to get things going. Just like that. Yep, like that. That's right. We need to get our blood pumping, our joints freed up. We need to warm up a little bit. It's a cold Monday, so everybody stretch. Get their elbows going. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows out. You can do a little jumping jack while you do this too, if you want to. Hands up high. And I live like a Christian. Hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high. There you go. There you go. Everybody stretch. Everybody stretch. And whoops, I meant to push stop, and I pushed rewind there. Also, we need to have our prayer for the podcast for the week.
All right.
Lord, thank you for this time that we have, that you've given us to share. I just pray, Father, that you bind us together as a fellowship. Pray, Father, for everybody listening, that they'll have a good week, that they'll be blessed with just whatever they need this week to get them through and to persevere for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now.
We'll
wrap the show up there. Come back here tomorrow, which will be porn-free, hopefully.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No promises.
We'll do what we can. What else? Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's it. That's the end of it. That's all there is.
Didn't have a faith builder ready. I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
You didn't have a faith builder
ready. I do, but I don't have my Bible in here. I've been studying Daniel. That's our new CBS study. And so it's out in the living room. That's my Bible study.
It's a shame.
I'll have lots to share about Daniel in the coming months.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Does everybody have their decorations up? Do you have your tree up?
Everybody sent their cards out?
No, I am ordering mine tomorrow. And our outside lights are up. And all the inside lights are up. We have 7 trees.
Welcome to my Christmas hell.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.